38.
Free Talk Live. We're taking your calls about whatever is on your mind. You may take control of these airwaves toll free at 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. If we get a chance, and I don't know if we will because it's Saturday night, it's our busiest night on the air. Always have a lot of great calls from people with interesting things to discuss. But if we get a chance, Daryl, you're going to read an editorial piece or a letter by a U.S. representative.
Yes. Now,
normally, I don't really care about what politicians have to say, but this one sounds particularly interesting.
And funny.
Yeah, about why it is the U.S. dollar should be banned. And you know what? Here on Free Talk Live, I think I can speak for most all of the co-hosts to say that we're all pretty big fans of Bitcoin.
Yes.
And, of course, Bitcoin's all over the news, and you may be asking yourself, where, how do you get Bitcoins? CashIntoCoins.com is your answer. It's easy, safe, fast, legal, inexpensive, and customer service is their top priority. So if you've gotten your wallet, like over at blockchain.info, you can go grab a wallet right now for free. Once you have your Bitcoin wallet, you can put Bitcoins in that wallet by going to CashIntoCoins.com. Very simple process, and it works. CashIntoCoins.com. I've done it. Daryl's done it. And I'll probably do it again into the future. Let's go to the phones and the fun. Your calls, your thoughts. Also, we've got Skype. You can Skype into the show at username lrn.fm. We go first this hour to Eric in Norfolk listening to WNIS. Hey, Eric, you're on the air.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Great. Go ahead.
So I was calling about Bitcoins, but I just wanted to brush up on one thing that I heard you guys talk about earlier about getting tickets and fighting it.
Yes.
I just want to say real quick that I felt in my personal experience that trying to buy tickets is completely pointless. It never works out in your favor. But
most of the time it doesn't. And especially, I'm glad you brought this back up because we didn't have a chance to really get into it in the last hour. But in a lot of cases, it's not worth it because there are what are called court costs in a lot of jurisdictions, and that'll make it very, very inconvenient. But here in New Hampshire, if I get a $5 parking ticket, I can go and challenge that at the police department, get a court date for it, and then I can make them waste an hour of their time or more on a parking ticket trial and, you know, preparing for that trial and all the work that they would have to put into actually getting the conviction. Even though I know that I'm probably going to be convicted, although I've won one parking ticket trial, and Daryl, you've won one as
yes.
well. In the past, most of the time you lose, and but here in New Hampshire,
I've never done it for a parking ticket, but yeah, I can see what you're saying.
Here in New Hampshire, when you lose a case, you just pay the same fine you would have paid anyway. So here, all you have, the only cost to going to trial is the time that it takes to go to trial, but that's also time they have to spend as well. And if more people were to do that in a place like New Hampshire, and again, I don't know what it is in Virginia, what the court costs are. You know, if you were to take a $10 parking ticket. Yeah. I mean, if they hit you with $100 in court costs, then that's really suicidal to go and do that.
A situation where, like, cause, you know, I commute 200 miles a day to and from work, which is crazy.
Oh, wow.
But, yeah, it's crazy. And I keep, you know, because I drive so much, I set my cruise control, because why wouldn't I? Because, you know, to make sure that nothing bad happens. So I set my cruise control, and I got pulled over, and the cops seemed really shady. And he gave me a ticket and told me that I was going 8 miles over what I know for a fact that my cruise control was set to.
Mm.
And
but you can't prove it. You know, it's
exactly.
His word against yours, right?
And I was really angry. So I was like, you know, screw this. I'm going to court over this. I was like, I'm going to fight this. So I went there and I went before the judge and I was very articulate about it. And I made a very strong case. I didn't try to fight with them. And I was like, look, I told this is how fast I drive. And he looked at me in the face and he was like, okay, here's your fine, period. It went in one ear and out the other. So,
you know, what might have helped you in that situation would be a Freedom Cam. If you go to freedomcam.net, you can get what is essentially a black box GPS dash cam for your car. And it'll actually tell an objective truth about what your car was doing whether it's an accident or a speeding ticket. It's recording
constantly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what it's doing is it's recording two cameras constantly, one in the front, so recording what's going on, you know, over the hood of the car, and then one in your cab, so it's recording what's happening inside the cab. So if the cop's at the window.
Because I mean, honestly, I know for a fact that the officer added miles to the speed that I was going. And honestly, because you know, when you go there, that officer is there with other people that he gave tickets to. And every single person that was there at court that he had given tickets to were all furious and were going on about the same exact argument that I was, that he was altering their tickets. He was giving them tickets. And, yeah, it's things that they clearly did not do. And it went in one ear and out the other. But I just want to say real quick, because the reason I called actually had nothing to do with that. But the reason I was calling is about Bitcoin. Because you guys talk about Bitcoins a lot. And I'm not going to sit here and say that I'm a Bitcoin expert, but I've been seeing a lot of stories lately about the people that have founded the company and people that are involved in the corporation and really strange things going on and people committing suicide over scandals and whatnot. I don't know if this is just ridiculous articles that I'm reading, or is this something?
I haven't heard the suicide claim. Have you, Daryl? Have you heard anything about
that? That happened yesterday.
What happened?
some Bitcoin business that I had never heard of, the CEO committed suicide.
Hmm.
And it's being reported on the news that the CEO of Bitcoin committed suicide because exactly the journalists have no clue what Bitcoin is.
So, Eric, Bitcoin is not a corporation. Just a couple points of clarification. Bitcoin is not a corporation. There's no company that owns Bitcoin. No company created Bitcoin. Bitcoin was released.
Why I was confused. Okay.
Yeah. So Bitcoin was released.
Everything that I heard about you guys think, but I listen to you guys all the time, and you guys always talk about Bitcoin, and I'm, you know, this is something I've been interested in. And then I heard that story, and I'm like, what? You know, like you just said, I was like, I heard the CEO of Bitcoin committed suicide, which made it sound like this really horrible conspiracy going wrong.
Yeah, just like when Mt. Gox collapsed, there were several media outlets that reported Bitcoin filed for bankruptcy.
Yeah, so just to clarify, Bitcoin is not I just like to get this out there real quick. Bitcoin is not a corporation. It is an open source project that was its code, its computer code. It was released to the world by someone claiming to be Satoshi Nakamoto. There's also been apparently another news story come out recently claiming, I don't know if it was Newsweek or who it was, but some company claimed that they had found the real Satoshi Nakamoto. See, the thing is, Satoshi Nakamoto is anonymous. Nobody knows who he is or who she is or if it's more than one person or not. But we do know that this code was released to the world. It's been upgraded since then by an open source team. You can, if you know programming, you can go in, you can audit the code, you can add, you know, you can help develop this stuff if you want to. So there is no single entity, there is no corporation or government or anything behind Bitcoin. What there are companies that are using Bitcoin in one way or another. They're either accepting the Bitcoin for products or they're creating services like blockchain.info, which allows people to easier use Bitcoin in their lives or in their businesses. So what happened was some CEO of some company that had something to do with accepting Bitcoin or whatever decided to kill themselves. And the Bitcoin community is huge. I mean, there are hundreds of thousands of people involved in the Bitcoin world.
Millions.
It's inevitable that somebody is going to kill themselves. You know, if you take 100,000 people, one of them might just commit suicide at some point in their lives. And then, you know, there are companies that have failed. And there are companies that are doing well, very, very well with Bitcoin. You know, it's like, you know, some banks get robbed, some banks fail, some banks do very, very well, and some companies that deal with cash get robbed and some companies fail. So you're seeing the same thing happen in the Bitcoin marketplace. It's just that the mainstream media doesn't understand Bitcoin, and so they misreport frequently. Some of them
So basically what I should assume is that you guys are covering up the suicide of the CEO of Bitcoin.
Hey, Eric, thanks for the call tonight, man. Do appreciate it.
Thank you for the clarification.
No problem. Anytime. Right. Now, we're certainly not experts, and thanks for the call. Anytime. So we're not experts on Bitcoin, but we're paying closer attention than the average mainstream media reporter. Let's just say that. We have some stake in the game. You know, both you and I have some amount of Bitcoin, Daryl, and so we're interested in kind of following the progress here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. And by the way, if you want to get that Freedom Cam that I told you about earlier, you can go to freedomcam.net. This thing's amazing. It's got GPS. It's got cameras in it. So if you want to prove how fast you were going, this will prove that. in court. Now, it would be interesting to see what would happen then. I don't know if anyone's ever used it for that purpose, but you could totally do that with the Freedom Cam. And they've got a brand new one, which is even more affordable now. FreedomCam.net. More Free Talk Live coming up.
The following is an important free offer for smokers only. The makers of Victor, the world's most advanced e-cigarette, have just authorized the release of free starter kits to all smokers who call in the next 10 minutes. Valued at $99, these Victor starter kits are available for free, but only while supplies last. To guarantee your free kit, call in the next 10 minutes, 1-800-564-6941. The revolutionary Victor design creates only water vapor. There is no foul-smelling smoke and no unhealthy tar. This allows individuals to enjoy the nicotine they love without restriction, no matter where they are. The financial advantages over cigarettes are considerable as well. It is estimated that the average smoker can save hundreds of dollars a month with Victor. Again, free Victor starter kits are now available to any smoker who calls in the next 10 minutes. This is a radio-only offer not available in stores, so call now for your free kit. 1-800-564-6941. 1-800-564-6941. 1-800-564-6941.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, LegalShield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to LegalShield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let LegalShield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Hey, this is Free Talk Live. We'll take your calls about anything. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype. You can Skype into the show at username lrn.fm. As we continue here, we'll take your calls about anything that you want. Matt's listening in Tallahassee to WVFT FM. Hey, Matt.
Yay, Sam, I'm here.
Yes, you are. Go ahead.
Tallahassee, Florida. I appreciate you taking my call.
That's okay. That's what we do. Go ahead.
To your show. I very much appreciate it. I was an assistant engineer, Tallahassee, Florida, with the city of Tallahassee, and regarding your earlier issue that you were talking about with the parking meters and so on, and they put stickers on them and done so much. My boss was an engineer, and he went on vacation, and then we had people going around putting stickers on the meters saying something like picture for pork or whatever it was. Mm-hmm. So I told him, you know, I'm not an engineer. I went to college. I spent 6 years in the Navy. You know, I said, I can do anything you can do. He said, well, that's good, hot shot, because I'm going on vacation. So he spent 2 weeks on vacation, and I spent, you know, 2 weeks there, and I changed the batteries out and all the meters, and that was it. And then he came back, and he said, you done everything wrong, and that was it. And he changed it all around and told me that I was wrong about doing what I did. I said, well, why? Because the batteries last longer than they do, and it didn't make no difference anyway. So I don't know.
So the point of your call was to explain how you were reprimanded for changing out batteries and parking meters. Did I miss something?
Well, that was part of it. You know, I mean, I know this is not a political conversation because I'm more in politics anyway. You know, I'd love to talk about that, but I know that's not the topic of this conversation.
Well, you can talk about whatever you want here on Free Talk Live.
Well, I've written a book. It's called One Day in November, and it's about John F. Kennedy and the assassination of John F. Kennedy, exonerating Lee Harvey Oswald. And I have all but
who did it? Who did it?
I wrote the book. It's called One Day in November.
No. Who did the killing? Who's responsible? What's your theory?
You really want me to say this over the radio?
Well, I mean, unless you're going to break the FCC regulations against the F-bomb or the S-bomb or something like that, yeah, go ahead. I mean, if you can sum it up in 30 seconds.
Okay. Well, all I'm going to say is it was members of his own government. Okay?
Okay. What was the motivation?
The motivation was the old depletion allowance. He depleted U.S. Steel. J. Edgar Hoover and Johnson, and I don't know if you know about Judith Fairbaker, the vindication for Judith Fairbaker, and she
I'm
was
familiar with that.
Are you familiar with that?
Okay. I'm not familiar with that.
Okay, I'm very good friends with her, and we talk daily, and she moves from day to day because she's scared, because she says the CIA is, you know, and the FBI stay on her tail all the time.
Now, who is this lady? Judith who?
That was Lee Harvey Oswald's mistress, okay?
And she believes that, hold on, she believes that to this day, and we're talking about something that happened, what was it, 64, 63, when was that?
1963.
That was 50
years
ago.
November 22nd, 1963.
So we're talking about 50 plus years ago. She believes that she's still being followed and monitored by the federal government?
She's obsessed.
Sounds like she's paranoid.
More than I.
What in the world would they have any interest in following Lee Harvey Oswald's mistress 50 years later? That sounds like the height of paranoia.
It does sound like the height of paranoia. But I'm a little paranoid myself. That's the reason I haven't put my book on the shelf yet. It's called One Day in November, The Assassination of John F. Kennedy.
You're paranoid. Hold on. Now, Daryl is a book publisher, my co-host Daryl here. You're saying that you're not putting your book on the shelves because you're paranoid?
At this time, my book is not complete. I keep adding to it. You know, every day I keep adding.
Why, if you were really that paranoid, why would you call in to announce that the book is going to come out and thereby reveal to any of the government agents who are listening to the show that you are working on this book and that now, because it hasn't been published, if they come and swoop in and take it from you, take the manuscript or whatever, that they would be able to do that now because they know about it?
Well, I have my reasons for not publishing it yet because I haven't completed all the pages, and I keep adding more day by day as the more I hear.
Well, I wish you the best, Matt. I really, you know, I find the John F. Kennedy and all the other kind of conspiracies out there to be a tremendous waste of time. But, you know, everybody's got their thing that they want to spend their time on, and that's good. Good for you, Matt. Thank you for the call. Good luck with the book. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And what does it matter at this point who killed John F. Kennedy?
Well, and what would happen? Let's just say that the ghost of Lyndon Johnson holds a press conference on, you know, like the lawn of the White House tomorrow, mm-hmm. and says, "Yes, I orchestrated the murder of John F. Kennedy. We, you know, made the moon landing hoax and all of these other things that you thought were true were actually true." Then would the federal government go away and say, well, we tried?
No.
Well,
no,
would they repeal all of the horrible legislation that has been passed in the name of all of these events?
Well,
would
also,
the Patriot Act get revealed if George W. Bush holds a press conference and says, I was behind 9/11?
Yeah, would it be repealed? No, I don't think it would. And I think there's plenty of evidence out there to show that government is corrupt and that they do things that, you know, are naughty and really bad and questionable, and they lie all the time. There's a lot of evidence you can look to in the past that doesn't really require much speculation. You know, we know the Gulf of Tonkin was a red flag. That's pretty much confirmed at this point. To start the Vietnam War, it was a total fabrication. We know that the McCollum memo back in World War II basically it was an instruction book on how the U.S. government could manipulate the Japanese into attacking and thereby give them the excuse to go to war. So, I mean, there's a lot of stuff that you can point to show how corrupt and how dangerous the government is. But yet people continue to vote for scumbag politicians. None of these revelations over the years, the various different revelations that have come forth, none of them have been earth-shattering enough to change anything.
That was in the past. They would never do that now. They couldn't get away with putting people in concentration camps now.
Well, actually, you know, maybe they could, and there's certainly no prohibition against them doing that. Wasn't there a quote recently from one of the Supreme Court justices who said that it could happen again?
Yes. And I would argue that it is happening again, but instead of targeting people based on specifically their ethnic orientations, they're targeting people on plant substances
They're targeting mostly poor people for possession of plants or other chemicals, and then they put them in prison cells, and then they get to work them in basically slave labor camps for next to nothing. There's more coming up here, and you can share your thoughts at 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Take control here at Free Talk Live.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com.
That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terriganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terriganics. Life's getting better.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, take control here, toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That is the Pro XPN toll-free line, and you can join us online at freetalklive.com. And enjoy the features that are waiting for you on the website. We've got a mobile site for those of you with smartphones. And by the way, I saw the updated numbers this month from the Holland Cook newsletter that I subscribe to. He's like a radio consultant. He runs a bunch of numbers and looks at interesting studies and things like that. And I think it was last year that the number of smartphones in Americans' hands were 50-ish percent, 51, 50 percent. It's now over 60 percent, so 60, 61% of people in America have smartphones. So even more, I mean, just a stunning amount of Americans have a very powerful computer in their pockets that can allow them to stream audio and a variety of other neat things. And if you have one of those smartphones, you can go to m.freetalklive.com, m as in mobile.freetalklive.com, and that will give you quick access to our live streams and the podcast. And it's all free. So go to m.freetalklive.com. Now, if you value your online privacy, you need ProXPN. ProXPN is a global virtual private network, and it works for your smartphone. They've got an app for iPhone or iPads. They've got an app for Android, and, of course, apps for Windows and Macintosh computers. Plus, there's instructions on how to get it to work for Linux. ProXPN encrypts your Internet connections data, so whatever's leaving and coming into your computer is being encrypted by ProXPN and their servers. And that means that your ISP or your internet service provider cannot snoop on you anymore. Right now, they're probably logging everything you do online. Your ISP is likely tracking your searches, your website visits, for as long as 5 years in some cases. As soon as you start with ProXPN, which could be right now, you go to proxpn.com/FTL. If you're driving, wait till you get home or to work. But when you get to a computer terminal or you're on your phone, proxpn.com/FTL, grab their app, get it installed, and you'll be instantly protected from your ISP snooping on you And ProXPN, by the way, does not keep records of your online surfing habits at all. So you'll instantly protect yourself at proxpn.com/FTL. Go grab the app, and when you're ready to upgrade to their premium account, which allows you to select which server around the world that you want to connect to, it also gives you unlimited bandwidth, and it's just a really handy thing to have. Plus, you can do private torrenting and other things like that with a premium account. You can get that at 20% off the price. The regular price, 20% off by using our discount code FTL20. And if you get the annual plan, that breaks the price down to $5 a month for this incredible privacy protection. Again, proxpn.com/FTL, use code FTL20. And also keep in mind that there's a risk-free 7-day money-back guarantee. You really have nothing to lose except your privacy. So don't wait. Go and grab the account tonight. You can get it for free. And then again, upgrade to the premium account with code FTL20 at proxpn.com/FTL as we go to the phones and the fun. We've got Vince listening in Manchester, New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Vince.
Hey, how's it going, Ian?
Welcome, sir. Go ahead.
So, yeah, I'd like to talk about the 101 Reasons film.
Yes, this is a movie that you are the producer of. This is Vince Perfetto. He is a Free State Project participant. When did you move to New Hampshire, Vince?
August of 2010.
2010, okay.
What's your mover number?
850, 850, yeah.
So you've been here for a few years. You're a liberty-loving person, and you're producing a movie with our friend Bo Davis, who actually helped me out. I produced Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree, and Bo was the editor of that film. And so I know you've got good help behind the scenes on this movie. What is the 101 Reasons movie? What's your vision for it?
So the film, came up with the idea a few years ago, and basically got with Bo through the grapevine. And the idea is that, you know, if you go to the Free State Project website, you can click on 101 Reasons, and it's a big long list of 101 really cool things about New Hampshire. So kind of putting the list into video form and having some famous supporters of the FSP be in the film, basically narrating or, you know, reading off the reasons, and then in between having people comment on some of the different, you know, some of their favorite reasons and some other things mixed in between.
It's very exciting. I love the idea. I think the 101 Reasons document that you're talking about, which people can go and see right now at freestateproject.org, is very persuasive. That's the reason why New Hampshire was chosen when the Free State Project was selecting, when the first 5,000 members voted on the destination state. And for our listeners that don't know, the Free State Project is the idea of moving 20,000 liberty-loving people all to the same geographic area. And New Hampshire was chosen in a vote, and it was chosen because the people who were already living here basically made a great pitch. Every state of the 10 states, kind of, there was a pitch for each state. Like, here's why you should move to this state. And the people in New Hampshire came up with this list of 101 reasons, and it was so persuasive. It's been updated since then, you know, kind of kept current. And so now you're looking to make a feature-length documentary film about it. Very cool. How can people help you?
So they can go to 101reasonsfilm.com. There's a donate button at the top. There's also, on the right-hand column, there's a link to a YouCaring page, and also people can donate via Bitcoin. So anything helps, even if you have a little bit. But by the way, I should, before I forget, I should thank especially three people who have chipped in a large amount of money already. So Carolyn Albert, really awesome Free Stater, just moved recently. She was one of the organizers of the Liberty Forum. And this gentleman, Gary Mileski, he is the guy who actually, you were just talking about smartphones, so he's the guy behind Snoop Wall, which is an app that kind of protects people from prying eyes from the government from spying on you. And then lastly, of course, Ian, you donated generously just a couple days ago, so we just want to thank you, you know, for your generous donation.
Yeah, I know that Carolyn is great. She's a Free Talk Live listener, and as you said, a relatively new mover. I think she moved in 2013 to the Manchester area. I don't think I've met Gary yet, but it's great that people are signing on. And I have to say, I was impressed. You guys were shooting at the Liberty Forum event, shooting various interviews with people kind of about the Free State Project and their experiences and thoughts. And you've just recently cut up a promo video with some of that footage in it. And how would people easily go and see that new promo video? It's kind of, it's all about the Porcupine Freedom Festival.
Yeah, so that video Bo just released, and It is basically just the different people commenting on Pork Fest. And then, by the way, we have another video, which Bo is literally uploading right now as we speak. So people should probably check our YouTube channel maybe a few hours from now. It'll be completely up. But, yeah, just look for us on YouTube. It's just 101 Reasons Film. And
is it also linked to – is your YouTube channel linked to from 101ReasonsFilm.com?
Yeah, it is.
Okay, cool. So I'm proud to be on board. I think that you guys did a great job at Liberty Forum. I was impressed with what y'all were doing, and I think that this is a movie that should be made. It'll be the second Free Stater produced documentary made here in New Hampshire. So I'm excited to be a part of it, and I know that the response to Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree was great. I got a lot of people. Several people said to me at the Liberty Forum, me and Derek J, they said that watching Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree was either the thing that turned them on to the Free State Project in the first place or the thing that closed the deal for them. They saw that movie and they thought they finally decided they were going to make the move. So I'm sure your movie will have a similar effect, maybe an even more effective kind of effect on the recruitment for the Free State Project, because that's essentially what your movie will be all about.
Yeah, thank you for your support. And then just want to let everybody know that we also have, a long-term goal with this. It's going to be put out sometime in the fall of this year. So the film is not going to take very much time to do. And it should be – we're going to make a maximum impact by having, an online marketing campaign and everything. And, like you said, we interviewed a lot of people at Liberty Forum, Amanda Billy Rock, Bill Bupert from ZeroGov, Cody Wilson, the guy who does the Liberator gun. Derek J. we interviewed as well, James Bovard, Jeff Tucker actually was in it, so a bunch of people were in it.
It's exciting. I'm glad you called tonight, Vince, to talk about it, because, again, as I said, I'm glad to be on board, and I'm sure we'll be keeping our listeners up to date as the movie comes out. So.
And apparently I was the first person to ever ask Jeffrey Tucker if he had signed the Free State Project Statement of Intent when I had him on my radio show last year.
And what was his answer?
His answer was, I was the first person that had ever asked him the question, and he would seriously consider it.
Excellent. Well, the more people ask, the more likely there's somebody's going to say yes. Vince, thanks for the call tonight. Keep up the great work. 101ReasonsFilm.com. More coming up here in moments, in the final moments of Free Talk Live. Next.
We already had the lowest prices on flooring, but now you can save even more on every floor in our new catalog at Lumber Liquidator Spring Flooring Sale. Get the look of hardwood for 49 cents a square foot. Beautiful bamboo for just $1.39. Plus, get $100 to $500 off over 130 varieties of hardwood, over 50 varieties of laminate, and more. Minimum purchase applies. See store for details. We have over 350 incredibly low-priced floors, and now you can save even more. Hurry, sale's going on now. Visit LumberLiquidator.com or your local store today.
Now, here's something you don't hear on the radio every day. Someone who can't see. I am totally blind. So I go through periods when I'm unable to sleep at night. And I feel like I'm constantly running, but can never quite catch up. But this isn't a sleep problem. It's something called non-24-hour disorder. Learn more about non-24 by calling 855-856-2424 or visiting learnmorenon24.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and only moments remain, but we might be able to sneak your call in if you make it now to 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We were just talking with Vince Perfetto of the 101 Reasons film that is currently in production, all about the Free State Project, all about the 101 Reasons to move to New Hampshire. And you can go and see them in text form right now over at freestateproject.org. That's the reason why, Daryl, you and I are here in New Hampshire. It's the reason why around 1,500 people are here in New Hampshire. The Free State Project. There are 15,000 who have pledged to move. Over 15,000 have pledged to make the move here and get active for freedom. The idea behind the Free State Project, to concentrate activists, people who love liberty, not just any old activist, but people who actually understand what the ideas of freedom mean. And that means that you should be free to live your life how you want, so long as you don't harm anybody else. If that's what you are into, if you understand that in order to be free, you have to allow other people to be free as well, then you really need to look into the Free State Project. There's nothing like this out there. I had the pleasure of being able to talk with Dayton Vallis this morning. He is one of the hosts on WYOO, one of our newer talk stations that is taking Free Talk Live in Panama City, Florida on the FM band. I talked with him for about 20 minutes this morning, and he's a libertarian talk show host who is interested in the idea of the Free State Project. And so that's what we talked about today. And, you know, the more people that can hear about this concept, the better. And that's one of the reasons why we've been talking about it for about a decade here on Free Talk Live.
15,505 signers.
Excellent. So less than 4,500 remain to make it to the goal of 20,000. And then once the Free State Project reaches its goal of 20,000, there will then be a five-year window of time where all 20,000 have to move. So the 1,500 that are here now, we're all early movers. All the initial things that have happened here that are so exciting, and all the community that's been built and the political wins that we've had, all of this is still early. I mean, we're still on the cusp of what will be a real exciting movement for liberty. It's already exciting. It's going to be even more so when thousands more arrive. Go and learn more about it at freestateproject.org. In fact, Abel Freeman is with us, and he's on the line via Skype calling from New Hampshire. He's a, I believe, are you a Free State Project participant, Abel? I think you are.
I
I signed up, but I actually missed the vote.
And
I was already here. And technically, I'm actually not a participant because, I don't know, I think I dropped off the rolls as a result of not voting or
something.
Well,
there are a lot of people who are involved in the Liberty Movement who aren't Free Staters. They're just New Hampshire natives that love freedom or people that have moved here prior to the Free State Project for reasons of freedom. And there's just a huge community. So the Liberty community in New Hampshire is much larger than 1,500. It's probably, 3,000 or something like that at the very least. So what were you calling about tonight?
Well, some of us call us Free Staters, and I moved in 91. And my purpose was liberty activism at the time. So basically I'm calling to talk about, we brought up earlier, and I think even in earlier days, about the nature of fighting, traffic violations and you kind of poo-pooed the idea that there was much, success available to you there. I have to say that my experience differs from that.
Oh, great.
And that, I've been a fighter of these things, because I've been this kind of a scofflaw all of my, anti-authoritarian career.
So give me an example of a win that you've had. I mean, because I've had a win or two. I mean, I've beaten a parking ticket once, and then I also beat a speeding ticket because the cop didn't show up to testify, so I got the case tossed. But, that's more of a technicality than
The numerous times that's occurred for me over, I'm an older gentleman, and I've been doing this for decades, and I've walked away from things. Just speeding tickets, I can't give you specifics because they blend into the great past that I've
had. I understand that, but surely there's some more detail you can give us. I mean,
A lot of times the cops don't show up and they dismiss it.
Yep.
The fact is that if you show up, there's things that you can do even within the realm of working on a better,
but have you ever actually beaten a speeding ticket when the cop did show up?
I believe I have actually. One time, they had this set up. I'll give you a specific in Northborough, Massachusetts. I was on 290 and we were traveling along and they had the setup where there was a bunch of cops on the side of the road. They were running the radar.
Mm-hmm.
They had one radar guy that was kind of just over the crest of a hill, and then he was like calling out up ahead.
Sure.
That people were getting pulled over.
Right.
I've got all kinds of techniques for dealing with that. I mean, just right off the bat, if there's an 18-wheeler around me when I'm going by the second car that's up the way. Because I see it coming. You pay attention, and you can just be on the other side of that 18-wheeler as it goes by, and they can't wave you over, come after you. They completely miss you. But in this case, I had my wife with me, I think, and my son, my baby son. Of course, that means it was 31 years ago, she. We just said that the guy that wrote the ticket wasn't the guy that saw the violation.
In court.
Right. We went in, we testified, and my wife testified as a passenger in the vehicle. And
was that true? The person who wrote the ticket wasn't the person who spotted you speeding?
Well, of course not. He's sitting up the road,
There's the one where they had the one guy running radar and then calling
up. Right. And they're not going to send
you. And you won that, and the judge found you not guilty.
Right. And the same thing goes for any kind of a plane ticket. Actually, in Arizona, people just ignored these, vans that were just sitting there, automated vans taking pictures of cars that were speeding by, and you know, because they're, you know, they don't have the actual, you know, connection that you need to have, and they're just grabbing the ones that are easy targets that just write out the checks. And
yeah, no, I see what you're saying. You're talking about the automated speeding tickets.
Right. I mean, there's been all kinds of successes in battling, you know, the system.
No, I'm with you, man. Like I said, I've had some successes, but I think you have to go in there expecting you're not going to win, because most of the time you don't. But if you do win most of the time, then that's really amazing, and able to look forward to recording one of your trials if you ever get a ticket here in the Keene area.
I actually have two on the agenda.
All right, man. Best of luck. Thanks for the call tonight. Let's go to Greg. He's in Georgia. You're on Free Talk Live, Greg.
How you doing?
Hey, Greg,
thank you
ahead.
For taking my call.
Sure, go ahead with your
question. The question that I have is with regard to the present state of the prison industrial complex here in Georgia, whereas the state of Georgia makes more money off the prisons than any other industry here in Georgia, with the exception of agriculture.
Yep.
Also, as a result of that, you have a lot of people who, after they come out of prison, are unable to get gainful employment, you know, by virtue of the fact of their conviction. And it ties into what I've heard you talking about with regard to the concentration camps, because the prisons are considered concentration camps by warehousing people. As a result, you know, now we've got this immigration reform, and you've got people who are breaking the law, and they're going to be given this sort of amnesty. And they're going to be given rights that people who get out of prison aren't even going to be able to access.
Well, I think that, first of all, Greg, I wish we had more time to get into this in detail, but I think that people who are in prison or jail who have not harmed others should not be there. And I think that, first of all, people aren't given rights by governments. You have rights by virtue of the fact that you're a human being, and so that means everyone has the same rights, whether they are behind bars or whether they're an immigrant or whether they were born on a certain plot of land. And I think that people should not go to a prison cell if they have not harmed others. And again, I wish we could talk further with you, but call another night and call closer to the beginning of the show, and we'll get you on for a further discussion of this issue. Thanks for the call. It has been Ian here with you.
And Daryl.
Check out Daryl's website, fpp.cc. I will not be back tomorrow, but Free Talk Live will continue to be live. We've got a live Sunday edition of the program. I believe Stephanie and Brian will be back from Austin as well, and so they'll be taking over the airwaves here on Free Talk Live tomorrow night, since Mark is out of town. We'll see you tomorrow online. In the meantime, freetalklive.com. Have a great weekend.
MeowBit is free software from the Freedom Fiends that allows you to effortlessly view .bit websites. MeowBit works on all browsers. .bit is a new type of web address that's not controlled by any government or corporation. And we'll show you how to register a .bit domain today using a few cents worth of Namecoin. If anyone ever shuts down your .com website, users will still be able to get to your site using your .bit address and our free software, MeowBit. Go to meowbit.com. That's MeowBit.com.
Stop harming your body with coffee from grocery stores or most chains. Start making a difference one cup at a time. We've partnered with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to offer you a free pound of BuzzBox coffee. It's organic, so no harmful pesticides or toxins. Shade grown, meaning less acidity and no heartburn. Try the best of the best for free. Just cover shipping. 10% of future purchases go toward helping us give the gift of human freedom around the globe with at least 100 microloans via World Vision. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com.
Hi everyone, I'm Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist and host of The Bright Side. The good news about nutrition and health. The good news that if you or someone you care about is on a prescription drug or has some kind of health challenge, there's a gentle, natural, healthy way to address most health issues without drugs and without doctors, and it's as simple as understanding how the parts of the body work and how they interact with the foods we eat and the nutrients we take in. If you've heard me on The Bright Side or at one of my presentations, you know I'm a man on a mission. A mission to help you understand health and wellness and the remarkable healing powers of the biological system called the human body. And if you like The Bright Side, you're going to love my new website, brightsideben.com. You'll find articles and links. You'll be able to access archives, and we'll even have exclusive information that you won't hear on the radio show. And of course, you can purchase the Longevity nutritional supplements and even sign up to join my Longevity team and make an impact, make a difference, and maybe make some money too. Check out brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com, or call 866-735-2470 for more information.